It was the breakaway of grace.
It's all right with everybody. All right, I'm going to do the roll call. Lauren Bryan. Lauren Joyce is excused. Betty Haskin Coots.
Present.
Joe Jenke.
Present.
Mauro Pacelli.
Present.
Kelly Leard.
Present.
Alan McMurray.
Present.
And Nika.
Neka
Wakobi. Not here. Okay.
I didn't know Neka was.
Where is that Neka? I didn't either till I read the
what the hell? Once you get on the board, I don't remember. That's cool. Who was it that was here? Lauren?
Lauren sat there.
Lauren Joyce. Lauren Bryan said.
No, Lauren Joyce.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still.
She's just excused.
Has everybody had a chance to read the minutes?
Yep.
Any additions or corrections to the minutes? Shall we approve the minutes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yes, we won't. Okay, anybody here for public comment? Don't see them. or any persons wishing to appear. Then, Jason, are you ready to do your praise report?
Well, I don't have much different to say than what's on here. Does anybody have any questions?
I have one.
Yep.
You used to do in the prose report also your court maintenance. It's not there anymore, or I'm missing
it,
right?
It's on the maintenance reports.
I didn't go far enough?
Either you got to go this way or go that down.
This way. But so it's a different report than the three. Okay.
No, it's a pro.
I missed it.
Lesson.
Play report.
Yeah, play report, membership report, and maintenance report. And those are three.
And they're all on one report for the month?
No, it
should be like nine different.
Okay.
Yeah, nine different. Three
okay.
for each month.
Okay, that's where I'm. That's why I wanted to ask, that's all. I'm not going far enough. I went to the three. They used to be all on one.
This is the easy time of year, really, where it's not a lot, really hot, so the courts are staying with a lot of water. I think they look really good. They're playing really well. I didn't have any water on last night, obviously, because it got so cold. I'm paying attention to when the water needs to be off so it doesn't freeze. But we will be coming up into that season, you know, just to address it early, that it gets really hot and windy, and I can never keep the courts watered. Now, I'm thinking this year is going to be different because the clay is so new. It's going to hold the water a lot better than the past year. But that's kind of where we are right now. We don't have to mow a lot. I don't have to change a lot of sprinkler heads right now.
Jason, how many bags of clay would you say average you put on per court per month?
Well, it just depends on the year. I mean, the time of the year. I mean, I haven't been really doing any, and there's times where I'll drop half a pallet on a court, and there's times where I'll only use five bags. You know, you kind of want to look and see.
There you are.
Sometimes when you turn the sprinklers on, right, and you let the water dry, and when all the water's gone, but there's still a puddle, then you just kind of go out there, outline with your racket around the puddle.
There's no clay there.
Well, it means it's lower. So you draw an outline with your racket head or whatever, a stick. And then when that water dries and that's all dried up, you just come back and you just fill in your outline and smooth it out. It won't be much of that going on. I think the courts are, he did them better this time than he even did them the first time, in my personal opinion.
I know you, I've been trying to get a hold of you last Thursday? Thursday I was in Sanibel. Donna Kopchick tripped on a line in court nine.
Court nine.
And she's out for 6 weeks with her ankle. So she hasn't been here. She said she tried to come in and you guys were both gone for the day because she played the 10:30, 12:30 thing, and by the time she walked there, you guys were gone. But anyway, she's pissed. But anyway, she's hurting, and she said it was a line.
An up line or just a line?
I didn't get which line it was.
It goes without saying, I can't take the lines off the court, but there hasn't been any high lines. There hasn't been any low clay.
Yeah, if y'all could call her, and then we can get a 1001 form done just to have it on record with the city.
Yeah, she got hurt pretty bad. Anyway, I just wanted you, I've been trying to catch you too, and
for
Donna Kopchick.
Donna.
Julie, yeah. If you do that 1001 form, which I'm familiar mm-hmm. with, does that mean you guys have to take responsibility for that medical?
No, it's just on record. Because somebody trips over a line doesn't mean it was high. I mean, sometimes
just
the way you drag your foot, you get hung up on a line. But
because that's still the risk management form, right?
Yeah, mine had 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You can fall down.
We like to have a record of it, just to have it. Just in case something does come up at some point in time and we have the record and we can, you know, but no, it doesn't, that's not anything that's automatic that we take responsibility or fault or pay or anything.
Is that a form I can find on, like, a website somewhere that I can forward it to her in an email?
Well, no, you fill it out.
Oh, okay.
You call her, get all the information, date, exactly where it was, you know. But that's why it's important to get it right then, because, you know, it's nice to get a picture of where,
I got pictures on my phone of her ankle.
Well, yeah. That
looks like elephantitis.
That, and also, you know, of the line.
Yeah.
You know, and, but, yeah, that's what, yeah. And I can forward you, I'll email you the form that you can fill out.
Sometimes you get it in this weather with the cold, you get a lot of clay compression from underneath. And if it freezes and then gets soft and freezes, it will sometimes push nails up. But that's usually by the net where it's not as secure.
And with anything you do, there's assumed risk.
Absolutely.
That, you know,
exactly.
That if you're gonna play on clay courts, it's not like playing on a hard court. I mean,
I can't do a lot, but
slip,
one thing I do
doesn't mean it's
that
the court.
I am doing is I get in the cart and I ride the courts, and I haven't had any high lines. I haven't had any problems. Really.
I just wanted you to know, because
she
was trying to get hold of you and you weren't there, and she's not been around because she's out for 6 weeks. So. Or more.
At least. I was out 11
or
weeks
more.
With the same thing.
Yeah.
1 year. Tripped on a line.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Okay. I'm sorry for being late. My wife's not well.
We'll let you live.
Have you all done the approval of the minutes yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on pro's report.
Okay.
And he did it.
Golly, I'm only 5 minutes late.
I know.
Well, we start on time around here.
Yeah, that's good. Staff report then.
I have a couple topics I want to talk about, but I don't know if it's where it comes in. It's related to the courts. Is it later?
Go ahead.
You can do it now.
I wanted to go back to the resurfacing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it took, it felt like it was 3 or 4 weeks, but we had many nights when we couldn't book a court because 4 were out of service, which I thought was excessive, to take 4 courts at a time out of service. 4 were booked by instructors with 1 student, and that left only 4 for customers. And it happened more than once, and it annoyed us greatly. So I would like just to understand if that was unrealistic on the customer's part, that we can only book 1 court some nights, and some nights half of what we needed, because we had a bunch of people want to play.
It was the same way during the day, too.
Was there a reason to take 4 courts out of service at once?
To resurface the court.
So you can do 2 at once, 1 at once?
But how long do you want it to take? 6, 8 weeks? See, he had a time frame. I had to negotiate with him. A time frame. Originally, he was going to take 6 courts, and then the other 6, and then he said it was going to be faster. Then he said he was going to do less than that, and then I said, no, I can't do it that way. I can't have that many courts down. So we ended up compromising on 4 at a time, BB and I.
Say 3 weeks.
So
take 3 weeks because
he
had a deadline.
No, I know it's temporary, but. The people who lost out in that battle were the paying customers. The instructors had their courts until 7:30, whenever they went home. But for the court we did have, 9 o'clock, the courts were empty, except for the 1 court we were allowed to play on. So that riled more than just me, in the way that was implemented.
Well, that work is done every 5 years.
I get that. I'll be dead by the time it happens again. But as a paying customer, I didn't feel like I was being cared for, as did the other four that night. But I mean, we get 12 people out there almost twice a week. And there aren't many situations, but that was certainly a three-week, four-week period where we didn't feel a member of Fort King mattered.
Yeah. Well, and that's, and not, you know.
Say a few things about that.
Okay.
First of all, we're a municipal place, right? So you have an annual permit, and we don't really have memberships because I don't own the club. And I manage a municipality, so you have an annual permit to play there. We don't have members. I mean, I hate to say that, but when you say membership, it assumes that, you know, there's certain things going on that there's not.
Well, you guys call it a membership.
Well, we call it an annual permit.
On
I understand, but there is a difference.
I get it.
All right? If I owned the club, I would charge you more, call it a membership.
It's a prepaid fee.
Let me also say this. I respect the fact that you had some difficulties, but what you have to understand is that I was out of work a week before the hurricane living at the tennis center. And then I was out of work during the hurricane, and then we were out of work when the courts were done. I mean, you had an inconvenience of a few courts. I had an inconvenience of $20,000 gone, and how do I pay my bills at the tennis center? There was no... I talked to the city. I said, is there any reparations? Is there any this? Can we work together? You know, my light bill's still $2,500 due this day, and we haven't been open for 3 weeks. And the city says, you know, it's an act of God when I ask, you know. And so in my contract, that's the way it was.
Well, I'm not criticizing much. I wanted to understand how courts were prioritized. Why do instructors, for example, take precedent over...
Because they're making a living.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
I mean, there'd be no incentive to run Fort King if they couldn't teach.
They're allotted four courts now.
Right? And that's contractual?
Let's go over this.
As far as I know, I'll double check.
So four now?
They take priority. One of their students takes priority over four paying members because they make money.
No, what I'm telling you is that you I can't have tennis pros there if I don't let them teach and have a reasonable expectation to make money.
Why do they have to be there? Why can't they be in Clyatt or Tuscaloosa or all the other courts?
I don't know. I mean, when your wife takes lessons by herself in her 101, she doesn't want a clay court. She doesn't want a hard court. She doesn't want to do it at Tuscaloosa. Wendy wants to do it with Lee on that court she's always on.
And it's part of being at full service.
You cut back on the members. You didn't cut back on the instructors at all.
I couldn't.
We're contractually.
I didn't know that. So the answer is the city cares more about paying instructors than paying members, because that's really what it felt like. And if that's the answer, I get it. I'm done.
Well, the people taking lessons are also paying customers, it's part of playing at a full service tennis center. Is you're going to have people there that are making a living.
I mean, have you had any trouble getting courts?
It was temporary.
Since we have 12 courts back?
I'm talking about this period.
I understand.
And it's specific to this period, and it goes to the methodology that all of a sudden we're out of business. We can't play it now.
So, unfortunately, what's always going to happen if I lose a third of my courts is my teaching's not going to change, and then the people are going to probably have to fight for those four courts.
I had no knowledge that instructors were under contract to perform at a municipal court. That was news to me.
If I may,
I don't understand.
There's going to be bumps in the road. We had a hurricane. We had some bad things going on at the court that were nobody's fault. And there's going to be those times where everybody's not happy. But if you look at the big picture on an annual basis, I don't think we have much to
complain. No, I'm okay with that.
The courts have been
improved dramatically. I come back to the only people in this incident that was unhappy were the paying
okay, well, explain
fee
to them what
folks.
You
I don't see how you can say that. I was really unhappy. I was way more unhappy than you were. I was way unhappy that I couldn't work for 3 weeks. I was way unhappy that I was living there. I was way unhappy that I didn't have any tennis courts at all.
Jason, I get that.
Okay.
I'm appreciative of that. But we're talking about the members who were vying for the court those nights. It was Brian Bullock, instructors, and paying people. Those were the three trying to play tennis. The algorithm was a third, a third, a third. I get it.
Right.
Instructors were not scaled back. I guess Brian was scaled back. It just didn't seem logical to me that so many courts, I don't know, how long was the total period of repair?
3 weeks.
That so many courts would be taken out of, or we're used to this, we're a vendor, we're asked to work nights for a premium so that we don't interfere with the cities, in this case, where we do it, night work. Did that ever get discussed?
Now you're out of my realm.
No, I mean,
there's 10 ways to skin the cat, and I guess it's going to happen in 5 years. But the point I'm trying to make, you ask people to pay, how much do we pay? $600, $700, $800, depending on what, $500. We expect something for that, and so part of that is just customer care. And to be told that, you know, we don't have courts during this 5 weeks because we had a hurricane. Okay, I get it, we had a hurricane. Does the city care about membership and the amount of members they have every month or year?
Sure. And part of that caring is having safe, quality courts. Part of that is maintenance. And this happened to be, this work had to be completed a couple years earlier than it normally would have been due to a hurricane. So we went ahead and did that. I mean, I was pretty happy that we were able to save $34,000.
We were annoyed.
And that, every 5 to 7 years,
it's not,
you're going to be annoyed about that.
It's also not realistic to ask me to come and say, it takes 6 weeks and do 2 courts each. You know, I mean, we just got to get them in there and out of there.
From a business standpoint, the contractor doesn't want to do that either. They need to get in and get out because they have other jobs.
It didn't appear that, and the instructors were gone by 7:30 in most cases. We were on the courts by ourselves, the four that could play. That's from 7:30 to 9.
Yeah, and you know, and I still don't have a way, and I'm not sure I ever will.
Why couldn't you limit their hours?
To the instructors?
Yeah, contractually. Does it say that they have until 8 o'clock in the morning when we open, until 9 o'clock at night?
What it says is how many courts I get to use for instruction. It's in my contract.
Okay.
And it's four?
And so that's what I do.
Is it four?
Is it four now, Julie?
I can do anything. I can do anything I want.
It's a third.
It's a third of the courts.
I'm trying to plan for the next time this is going to happen. Yes, 5 years from now.
If I may, we're beating this to death.
Okay. Yes.
You've already been apologized to, sir.
It's not. I wasn't looking for an apology. I was looking for a reason.
Right?
Sometimes this has to happen. We had to use the basketball courts here in Tuscaloosa second week in November until just yesterday they opened back up for our holiday rink.
They were displaced,
and it was, again, it's one of our most popular outdoor basketball courts, and we didn't like that.
The chairman has the floor.
So,
I mean, I'm just pointing out also that we were closed for 3 months, you know, a couple of years ago.
Chairman's got the floor.
Go ahead.
We're beating this to death. And there's been apologies made. There are circumstances that were beyond anybody's control, and it was done with the intention of doing it the best way. Now, I've been a member of this club for 15 years or more. There's going to be glitches over the period of time. How about when we added the new courts? I mean, everyone was totally inconvenienced, but we all knew we'd have a new court to play on at the end of it.
I was displaced for
3 months. When he redoes the courts, we all know that that's a pain in the ass because you can't use the courts then, but when they're done, you got a much better court than you had before.
I was trying to get the methodology.
There's always going to be maintenance. And
I get that.
So let's move on to something else.
Point okay? Can I rebut that one quick sec?
No. You've said your piece over and over and over again. Okay. Anything else on staff report?
That was the pros report.
That was pros report.
Pros report.
Staff report coming.
Okay,
out.
Staff report.
Staff report. I don't really have anything. Tuscaloosa courts have been resurfaced.
They were, oh.
Yes, they were the only ones on the list this year. Next year is Fort King Hard Courts and a couple of other sites. I can't exactly remember those, and it might be basketball courts, not tennis courts. A week after they opened, we caught skateboarders on them.
Oh,
so
dear.
There's a little bit of damage, but... It's not anything. It's, we may just, you know, it scrapes. Talk to the contractor. It's if they go in there and just go over that, it's going to look patched. So, you know, it may just be what it is.
I love the bathrooms at Fort. Well, I love our bathroom. Are you guys' bathroom done?
Guys got shortchanged, and that's something that I wanted to bring up.
Is it done?
Appropriate.
Is it done yet?
The inspector was there yesterday.
Yeah, they should. I think it's substantial completion is then totally complete in a couple weeks, but it's just like probably a little minor punch list.
Well, I like. We had to do a lot.
The women's is beautiful, really.
The
nice.
Women had to really buy nice. A lot to make it right, but we didn't mind doing that.
Excuse me. Let's have just one conversation going on at a time, please. I know you're all glad I'm back, right? Go ahead.
At this point, I don't really have
Jason, you brought up, and we talked a little bit about the lights, the expense of the electric for doing the lights. Remember, that's been a couple months ago.
Lights are expensive, but this is nothing more than I'm not used to. You know, we're good. We had that one. We made it right with the city. We're doing the best we can. That's part of my contract, and I have to.
Okay.
Just make it work.
Are they going to redo the roof of the? Yeah. The office, whatever you call it, because they've got plastic up there and everything. Are they going to redo that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's time just, frame on that when that's supposed to be started.
I do not. I think it's. When I talked to facilities about replacing the tarp, I asked what's going on. It's just roofers are backed up right now.
Okay. Yeah, roofers are backed up.
Can we talk about the restrooms?
Sure.
Real quick. There was several. Probably numerous complaints from the guys about that. How the guys feel like they were shortchanged with the bathrooms compared to the women. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have an answer for them. First of all, who designed those bathrooms?
We have an architect that did. I was the design process. It all happened when I was gone. So
it was obviously a female architect because the females got.
It was guys.
Was it?
Was
so a guy probably with female.
Is Terry Johnson?
What's the difference between?
What is in particular wrong with it?
There's in the guy's bathroom. There's one toilet.
One toilet.
That's it.
One toilet.
And it's in the shower stall.
And it's in the shower.
Somebody's taking a shower.
And it's in the shower stall.
How weird is that?
Correct.
That is the only thing I could think is this maybe a spatial. The space, because you know that it's a small area.
There's two urinals in there, but there's only one toilet. Yeah.
And it's in the shower stall.
But the women's bathroom has three toilets and a separate shower stall. Now, it looks like there's the same square footage, the male and female bathroom, I believe.
No.
It's not?
Men's is smaller.
It is
that
smaller.
Used to be the ladies, and we switched.
Because
you never were around, and now you
the
are.
The question I got brought to me is, why isn't there two toilets in the men's bathroom?
Okay. Is there a urinal?
I do not know. I can find out.
No counter.
No counter.
Look at it. Right.
The sinks just come out of the wall.
And there's no cabinet.
I heard the sinks just come out of the wall, so you just have a sink. There's nothing to even you can't come in and set something down.
So did y'all see the plans? Before?
I remember seeing them, but I don't.
The plans that we saw are not the plans that were finished. What we saw was not the finished.
The finished product is beautiful. I mean, it does look. It looks nice. I'm pretty impressed how good it looks. Like wow.
If
I recall, the urinals are what most people use as a male. The only reason we had to have the toilet in there was because there wasn't any urinals. But now you got two urinals, so the need for the toilet is reduced. Dramatically.
Yeah, but if you have to put it in with the shower, that's
shouldn't be in the
stupid.
Shower.
That
really, I saw one in Italy like that once.
And no countertops at all.
There's a lot of people for one toilet. There's a lot, and you can't just have one toilet for a facility like that. I know guys pee standing up and women don't, but when you got number two, you got to go number two now. And to have one toilet in there.
And if a guy's taking a shower.
And a guy's taking a shower.
Hello, can I come in?
I mean, you got a
join you?
You have a problem here, and I can't believe nobody saw that.
I did not. I thought that I haven't been there looking coming into the bathroom, especially because I can't get around very well, but I thought that it would be more similar to the ladies' bathroom, but really I find the problem to be with it is the lack of counter space. And the fact that the one toilet's in with the... I've been to a lot of big tennis centers that only had one bathroom and a couple urinals, but they sure weren't in with the shower.
Most guys won't use a shower anyways, right? I mean, very few.
There are a few gentlemen that do shower.
They do.
But it's obviously just too late now to do anything about it, but whoever approved these plans should be spoken to and say, what were you thinking? To have just one toilet in a facility like that.
It just,
because the women wouldn't
tolerate
it.
Well, depending on who that is, will depend on that I say.
Let me know who it is, and I'll say. It was just a common sense error.
Well, if they were to put one toilet not within the shower, I think that would have been sufficed.
I think that could be fixed. I mean, I don't
know. That part could be fixed.
I think you could make a change of partition.
I can look into that.
Yeah.
I think we move a partition and add a door, and you have a new door to the...
And then you'd have like a toilet and a sink for the handicapped man's,
right.
And then a shower stall.
Right.
And then get some countertops. I mean, that's crazy if you don't have anything to set anything on.
And
well,
no,
you know what? The Four King Women's Tennis Association, we brought it up at the last meeting. We, as soon as the bathroom was done, we were going to go in and see, because we needed a whole lot of stuff. I mean, there was nothing to hold the toilet paper. There was nothing to hold the paper towel that you do. I mean,
there's toilet paper roll holders, because I went and bought them.
No. They said they wouldn't put anything on the walls, or thing?
Not put anything on the wall.
Right.
I went to Lowe's and bought the...
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, we talked about it. The ones...
They never put them on there?
No, they're on there.
Oh, okay.
The toilet paper roll.
I meant like where, you know, the extra rolls and the paper towel and the dispenser and, you know, soap. There's nothing on the walls there. So we don't mind. We fix it all. But we put a bench in there. We bought a table.
Your bathroom looks awesome.
But I'm saying, we are going into your bathroom and we're going to do something for you guys, too, whatever
you
want.
We're
going to see what you need and buy it for your bathroom, too. A bench might help. Something to lay your stuff on. I mean, there's no countertops.
We had a bench in both one. Y'all took one and painted the green bench the color of the... And we were going to do that with the other one, too. We just hadn't got to that part yet.
Oh, okay.
There's not even any newspapers to read on there.
Anyway. I've been working with her.
Yeah.
Well, now that she's with the shower, there might not be a lot of room for that magazine rack.
They get wet anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's duly noted, and you'll check into that.
I'll check into it.
Petitions.
Yes, ma'am.
In our minutes, it said that FEMA might pay for some of the damage that was done out there. Is that a sure thing or still in the works?
Well, it's that all has to be worked out. At the tennis center, I think it's insurance, and then sometimes down the road, FEMA will help with that. But your FEMA reimbursements are years down the road. Like people think, you know, they should just FEMA just strokes that check. It's a minimum 2 years.
I was going to say to him
to get any FEMA reimbursement. So that's more than likely going to be just an insurance deal.
Did you apply with FEMA about lack of, you know, you were out of work for 3 weeks because of the Hurricane Irma? Because you could have done that.
I could have done that. And when I got all those the hoops to jump through, were not worth it to me.
Oh, okay.
Or,
yeah, it is,
you know,
a lot of paperwork
and
all
that. I gave my pros an option to fill theirs own out, and you know, when you're talking about how much you have to fill out and all that stuff, it's just for me.
For 20,000.
I prefer to save for a rainy day. I call that a rainy day.
Okay.
Jason, excuse me. Does the city allow your pros or you to teach on other courts? When other courts are there, if they want to bring lessons down here, are they permitted to do that? Do they have to teach it?
You know, just come to Tuscaloosa unannounced. I mean, you have to have a little, I would talk to Julie about it. We would put something up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes when we go down to Jervy Gant, maybe it's happened before where a guy's gone to Jervy Gant and taught on a court. But this is usually a little different over there. It doesn't have the dedicated tennis players that Tuscaloosa gets.
Yeah, and sometimes they're open and not being used at all. I just wondered if it was allowable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is. I mean, There's been talks about doing program there, but it never logistically works out. You can come over here, but then you have to run back over there.
And toting all the balls and the hoppers and the everything, you just gotta go into somebody's car because there's not a storage facility here to keep teaching supplies in. So everybody.
And when you would think that you would do that with the after school program. Really, it's not a problem because Fort King's not crowded at that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Jason, has anybody contacted you about teaching free lessons over at the MLK?
We've already got it.
Because we had gotten it, somebody on staff had gotten a call, and I told them that they, even free, they needed to go, everything needed to go through you. Don't you have some going on over there?
Well, we finished the one.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
And I got a new one starting already. I just have to find out what the date. I know it starts in February, and it'll run.
But you have spoken with the person and all that kind of stuff, obviously.
Yeah, they've already got it set up, the start date and everything like that. Okay.
I just need to let the Parks Division head know so he can let the Rangers know that. That it is okay for them to teach over there because we run people off all the time of our courts.
Well, what about all these teams that are winning and winning at Daytona and winning at Nationals and all of that? Is that being, do you brag a little bit about that? Do you get the newspaper out there?
Our teams are doing well, but we're not setting the record pace that we were setting a few years ago for winning at sectionals and then winning at Nationals, but we still have teams winning and doing well.
And it was actually
people go to Nationals, they let us know,
just a few years ago, we had such a large influx of new players, and they could be rated 2-5, so at the 2-5-3-0 level, we were just killing that level because we had so many new players, and then they've either come out of that to where it's more a level playing field now, I think. And I think that the tennis over the community has dispersed more equally to the other three tennis centers now than just all being at Fort King like it was for a while. It's a little more, Golden Ocala's doing a little more tennis. The Country Club's got a new pro, they're trying to do a little more tennis. And we always had, a long time ago, three healthy clubs. Yeah. Then it got to be where we had one healthy club, and then it almost got too big for a while where we couldn't get anything going. And then so the fact that Golden Ocala is doing good and that Mark might bring back Country Club of Ocala and spread it out a bit, would just make it less
so spread. You don't need to market yourself as far as successful tennis players
if there's 20 teams in the league, usually still 16 of them are out of Fort King.
Well, on that topic, I know we talked in previous meetings about it's never in the paper when we win, even at national. And it has been in the paper the last few times, so I don't know what you've done differently, but I have seen
it. And we try to cut those out and put them up on the wall, the cutouts.
Well, and if people do something at nationals, we want to recognize them at council. Anything. We have so many people that went here and go to Daytona and stuff like that. We can't,
So run of the mill now.
It waters down the recognition, too, like at council. But something at nationals, we would want to, I would want to get with the mayor so there could be some recognition.
Okay, comments from the board. I know we've already had some. Is there any more?
When do you start sharing the courts with schools? Is that pretty soon?
What do you mean by school?
That 17th Street courts area? Don't you get St. John's?
That goes through the city. The city, schools check into Park and Recreations. They don't check with me. They check with Parks and Recreations.
Yeah, that would be coming up.
That's shortly, right? Within weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of those courts start going out of commission, is that right? During certain hours that they have full permission to have all the courts at these sites, is that right?
Yeah, you know, typically it's like, so Vanguard, I'll use Tuscarawas as an example. For their practices and things like that, we ask them to, you know, if somebody walks up from the general public that wants to play, to open up that court, to open up a court for them to play on. Obviously, when they're having their matches, they can't do that. Mm. They can't stop in the middle of a match, and you know, they have to take the courts and play.
Like at Scott Kerrigan, there's only three courts.
Right, and
I've been run off of there on numerous occasions by.
It's the same rule over there for their practices. They're supposed to make a court available to the public.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for their matches, you know, obviously they're on there.
For
and
the
you
matches,
can't you can't drag yeah, and you can't drag it out till 9 o'clock at night, yeah, because they're, you know.
But practice is what consumes the majority of the use. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're supposed to be using at least two out of the three, but mm-hmm. not all three potentially.
Right. And I mean, they can obviously get on them for practice. Don't leave one open if nobody's there to play. But sure, if somebody comes to play and if there's an issue with that, you know, you can, you know, call this office and let us know and we'll handle it.
At least I know what you intend. That's mm-hmm. I thought that was all Jason's
problem. We figured he has enough.
Yeah, I've gone over there to talk to him, like, what are you guys doing here? And they set me straight. let me see, I'm trying to figure out here. At the end of the high school season, you know, they always have the county high school conference tournament, the districts or whatever. I was just going to say that I'm hosting those at Fort King.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. That's the 29th, 30th, and 31st. That's no fee to anybody there. I just wanted to host it to get a lot of the more juniors.
Is it high school districts? Or
I think
what?
So.
Yeah. And what, is that in April?
March 29th, 30th, March. And 31st.
Earlier than,
and so you know, it just gives me good exposure to a lot of kids in the area that haven't been there, and I'm able to help them out.
And I just like to plug Fort King Women's Tennis Association. This is the second year in a row that we have offered and paid for the high school girls, women's, no offense to the guys, but the high school women tennis teams all to come over, and I think Roy and
Dave
and Jeff are giving them lessons, and we're paying for it.
That's nice.
So. And also we have
that's a nice thing.
Craig Cannon.
Good idea.
Donate.
Yeah.
It's the second year in a row he's donated. I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
A decent amount of money just for kids who might be underprivileged.
Right.
Anonymously.
That's great.
So maybe I shouldn't say his name.
It's important to take care of the kids.
And we collect up
like this, so.
We collect up clothes from the ladies that they're not wearing anymore. Man, those high school girls just are just ecstatic getting
also,
our old clothes. Look at this happen.
It should be pointed out that we adopted a couple families.
Yeah, we did.
For Christmas, and they came and. And we gave them a whole bunch of stuff from Ebony. Does a lot
Ebony
of that.
Does that, yeah.
Collects a lot of stuff to give to families, including mm-hmm. toys for kids. And mm-hmm. so we had several families come,
yeah,
and pick up a lot of stuff that would have otherwise not, you know, they would have not maybe had a good Christmas. So,
yeah,
you know, working on all fronts.
Any other comments? I'd like to conclude it by saying that I've been a member there a long time, and I've seen a lot of improvements. The tennis courts are run very professionally. They're kept up, I think, great. If you look back over the time, there's going to be inconveniences. I mean, the courts, when the new ones were added, that was 3-4 months where we had restrictions and whatnot. So there's always going to be some bumps in the road. That's normal. And it's not a country club, it is a municipal tennis association. I also want to tell you how much I appreciate the board members being here and taking time out for their day and expressing their concerns. That's how we move forward. And I apologize for the tennis association to the fellows that you play tennis with, sir, that there was a bump. But I think that'll be not happen again. So is there any other final comments before I ask for a motion to close the meeting?
No, I mean, I just would like y'all to know, I want to say yes to every member request we can. When you own a business and saying no is never a good thing, but sometimes I'm between a rock and a hard place too, and have to make a tough decision, but I appreciate all his guys, you know, and you emailed me the other day and I'll take care of that easily, you know. I want all these guys to be happy. I want them to just come play, have a good time, and then not think about anything other than they had a good match and when can they play again.
No. And that's usually what we think.
Is there a motion to
close? Some of
I second.
Any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.